Dr. Tim Bungum from Dr. Bungum has been studying physical activity behavior for more than 20 years. He earned a master's in exercise science and a doctorate in public health from the University of South Carolina. He's an associate professor in the School of Community and Health Services at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. His interests include correlates of physical activity and increasing activity through activities of daily living, such as active transport of reach of school or work.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here, and he mentioned that my master's degree was in exercise science, and I am so glad that we have gotten away from what the target heart rate and all that stuff. We have been marketing physical activity since the 1960s. The first ACSM guidelines came out in the 1960s, and we've only gotten worse. That's not a good idea to market it that way. Thank goodness we're at minutes per day and so forth. I've also, I've concluded that we will not get people to exercise by telling them they need to exercise and it's good for them. We're going to have to make our environments more conducive to activity, and I think we're going to, we can market it to a certain extent. And this study is through basically encouragement that we did with an active transport to school. There are actual Las Vegas kids right there walking to school. I stole this from the local newspaper when they wrote an article about Nevada Moves Day, which part of Nevada Moves Day is active transport to school. And there's some kids. I made no money on this. I'll make no money on this, okay? I've never made money on anything. I'm not good at doing that. Some of my colleagues are, okay? Just an introduction. We all know that what? Physical activity is important and not enough of us do it. A lot of children don't do it at possible rates. The Tutorlock article from 01 suggests that active transport to school might be a wasted opportunity, that we can get people to walk or bike to school more. I think Sherrard's study showed 5% of kids walk to school in Columbia, South Carolina, in the Harbison area, and it's about 20%, and we know that's a big drop from 1969. When over 50% of kids walked and biked to school. However, back in 1969, more kids lived closer to their school than they do now, and fewer communities that they probably lived in were walled by bricks and have one exit, and it's full of cul-de-sacs, which is what Las Vegas is right now. Again, many, many reasons why activity levels or physical activity active transport to school has decreased. Distance is the number one reason. Kids live further now and they go to bigger schools than they did in 1969. Fear of crime and traffic. I think the traffic might be real in Las Vegas. The crime, I think, is probably overestimated. Crimes against children have actually dropped since 1969. I think they get more publicity now than in 1969. And very few kids are abducted on their way to school or near a school. Of course, if your kid gets abducted, all those data mean nothing. So I think parents are aware of that. Other things, Clark County School District, they supported Nevada Moves Day April 25th, 2012. So this is a little over a year old. The purposes of Nevada Moves Day, at least from our perspective, was to determine if a one-day program at an elementary school could increase the number of kids who walk, bike, or use other wheels, such as scooters or skateboards, to get to school. We've also heard a lot about, Mark Fenton was talking about, if more people walk around to school or to work, there'll be fewer cars on the road. I think that all makes sense. We tested that at an elementary school. That was willing to participate. What were our methods? We had one intervention school, Estes McDaniel, in Henderson, Nevada, adjacent to Las Vegas. One control school, Beatty Elementary. They were recruited. The IRB approved this, both the Clark County School District, which is Las Vegas, and UNLV's approved it. It was a quasi-experimental design. Estes McDaniel, I know their physical education teacher. My daughter went to that school, and she coordinated the active transport to school day. Wonderful woman, great to work with, but it was not randomly assigned. Schools were matched on several things: the size of the school. Beatty was a little bit larger. Diversity of the schools were similar. Beatty had 10% more minority students than did Estes. Free lunches were very, very similar, about 30% and 35% at Estes. Very, pretty similar schools and pretty similar neighborhoods. Both schools were built in the 1980s. Schools in the Clark County School District are built quite similarly. Elementary schools, they require 10 acres, junior highs 20 acres, and high schools 40 acres. Oftentimes elementary schools have a park next to them. The development companies are asked when they're going to develop an area to build a park next to the school, and both of these did. And it's a very common setup in Las Vegas. Again, cul-de-sacs and restricted subdivision, access subdivisions are common in both of these areas. None of the students at either school was allowed or was given free bus transportation. It is less than 2 miles you're supposed to get to school on your own in Las Vegas. And parents can protest this, and the school district actually has people who have that little wheel and walk from people's front door to the front door of the school, and if it's 1.99999, you do not get a bus. And none of the students zoned for either school got a bus. So all kids were within 2 miles. Unfortunately, we don't know how many were within 1 mile, which is what the Healthy People 2020 recommends. It only gives data on people who live within 1 mile, and we do not know. What was the intervention at the Estes McDaniel? Six encouragement strategies were employed. At morning announcements, the students all line up on the blacktop outside the school. The physical education teacher reminded the students several times of the upcoming walk to school day. Every kid has a backpack at the school. They got a half sheet reminder. The night before the event, the school principals are excellent in Las Vegas at giving robocalls. Welcome to hear from your school. They mentioned it there. There's a school marquee. It was up on the school marquee for 1 week before the event. Again, the physical education teacher promoted it in her class. And as students walked on campus, they were given a sticker if they walked or biked or used other wheels to get to school. Volunteer graduate and undergraduate students helped with collecting data. We had 8 students at Estes and 7 at Beatty to collect the data. There were 3 sets of data collection, 1 week before the event on Nevada Moves Day and 1 week later. All data collections were 35 minutes from 30 minutes sharp before school till 5 minutes after school started, so a strict 35-minute period. And the volunteers counted children walking or biking and the number of motor vehicles that passed on one street and one parking lot near the university. The weather was similar on all days. It was 68 degrees one morning, 78 on Nevada Moves Day, and 79 degrees on the week after Nevada Moves Day. And 79 degrees in Las Vegas is, with the low humidity, is not a bad temperature to walk in. However, I will tell you this, my daughter's school this year. I walk her to school. There's no kids on the playground. There usually is. And I said, what is going on? And my daughter goes, oh, I think they've implemented inclement weather day. I'm from Minnesota. It was not inclement. And I got home, and I said, this is crazy. I got home, turned on the weather channel. It was 58 degrees and windy, and they called an inclement weather day. These people would not survive in Boston or a lot of other places. Okay, analysis was descriptive, and we used chi-square to show group differences. Here is Estes McDaniel Elementary School. Here's the park next to it. We had 8 people counting. They counted from walkers from this direction and this direction. This isn't a Mormon church. The Mormon church lets people park, and they often park here and walk across. So we had a student right there that counted cars and kids who walked through the parking lot. There's a busy street about a block away here, and a lot of the kids counted, cut through there. And around the corner up here, we had a couple more students. So we think that we counted every student one time and only once and missed very few. It's hard to see, but right there is a bike corral. and the students can bring their bike in there. It gets locked up. The kids don't need to bring an individual lock. It gets locked up in a cyclone fence area. And that seems to work pretty well. There's a tricky area right here. I had seen kids forever walking through there. So my thinking was, all kinds of people walk from this neighborhood. Wrong. We checked it out in our pre-testing stuff. And guess what? The parents drive to right there and drop their kids. And they can cut through right there because it is so backed up here. It is terrible around this school at morning bell and afternoon bell. So we think we got them all. This is Beatty. It's a similar school with a park next to it. You can see both schools have the lollipop neighborhoods, the cul-de-sacs. So if you lived like right there, you'd have to walk quite a ways. And people like to walk in straight lines. And if they can't walk in a straight line, they'll either try and jump the wall, which was very high, or probably talk their parents into getting a ride. Okay, so we got our data, our pre-intervention data, 1 week before. The intervention school Estes is a little smaller than was Beatty. 54 kids walked there. 10 had a bike, rode a bike. 2 used other wheels, and similar numbers at the control school. So it was 10.3% versus about 10% of kids walked or biked. On the intervention day, Nevada Moves Day, one Wednesday later, it bumped up to 114 kids at the intervention school, a very similar number at the control school. A lot more bikers and a lot more girl bikers, which I thought was interesting. Girls were willing to bike on that one day. I think it can be done to encourage them. Other wheels jumped greatly, skateboards and scooters. And again, very similar numbers at the control school. 1 week later, guess what? It dropped right back to normal. And the moral of the story was what? It works for one day. Will one day's worth of physical activity help anyone? No. And I think we know that probably encouragement alone is not sufficient to sustain a behavior. Vehicles near the schools. We were so excited. Very few people have done this in all the studies I've read. We increased the number of kids who walked, but the number of cars on those school streets did not bump one bit in that 35-minute period. And I don't know the answer to that. My argument in the research paper I'm writing is not a very good one. It is automobile use near schools is stubbornly resistant to change, okay? I think we can all agree on that. I think it would take more than a 10% or a doubling the number of kids who walked to affect that, and I think some other things need to be done. Again, it was a short-lived effect, but it did work. Again, hope for persistence did not occur. We only used encouragement, and we did evaluate. There was some education. School teacher or that physical educator did make perfunctory mentions of safety and benefits of walking to school, but there was not a clear education program. I think more is obviously needed. Increases in absolute numbers of walkers, bikers, and other wheels was fairly similar, but only significant differences were in bikes and wheels from pre to Nevada Moves Day, and then again it dropped off. Number of girls using bikes and other wheels increased greatly from 3 to 16 at the treatment school and from 0 to 7 for other wheels, the skateboards and so forth. So I think there may be some potential for girls and biking or other wheels. Again, we're disappointed that the number of vehicles did not change. Could be carpools. Some people might say, well, the parents, I've read this in research papers, drop their kids on the way to work. Well, maybe they're going to drive on that street no matter if they drop the kids off or not. That's possible. Conclusions. Again, we need work to meet the guidelines, although we did not know what percent of kids lived within 1 mile. I think there's clearly potential for improvement. That we did not make environmental changes. I think it's a pretty walkable area. There are guards, adult crossing guards at the busy streets. I don't think parents should worry about that. We did not collect data on parent concerns, although, as I said earlier, I think that they may be overestimated. Thank you.
Questions?
So some of our research has shown that teachers are actually among the least active commuting group of all of the occupational categories. Did you guys have the involvement of other teachers beyond the PE teacher?
No.
Can you repeat the question we had again?
Were other teachers involved other than the physical education teacher? No. I think the principal might be important too. Principals in Clark County, Nevada care about, I think, one thing, and it's called test scores. And they get judged by them, they can fire the whole administrative staff, and 50% of the teachers, if their scores drop so low, it's very, very high pressure for a lot of these teachers. And something like this is icing on the cake. It's not a central part of their mission.
So I'm sorry, this isn't really a question about study, but your question is, do you know any of the backgrounds behind the policy for anybody within 2 miles of the school must get themselves to school? Do you know what?
I do not know that, but again, policy is powerful. I do, Clark County is, it's very, you really access important people, quote-unquote important people there. I've never lived in anywhere like that. But I do not know that. I'm sure I could make one phone call and get some kind of an answer. But I've heard 1 mile in other cities.
Is it not a dense place, or is it a dense place?
They're pretty dense. You're probably not familiar with Las Vegas. The treatment school was in an area called Green Valley, which is well developed, and the other one was in Silverado Ranch area, which is fairly well developed. You could see some empty space to the west of the control school. But I think a lot more people could walk.
It's pretty far for most kids to walk.
Yeah, it might be. I think 1 mile. Is reasonable. From what I've read, almost anyone will walk a quarter of a mile one way to a destination. Few people will walk greater than 1 mile to a destination one way. Now, once you get over 1 mile, that O'Sullivan study from Alberta, Canada, at the light rail, they got adults addressed, and now one person was over 1,600 meters away, and very few of them would walk anything but straight lines. If you have to walk 40% longer than a straight line, adults say no. They like to walk in straight lines to good places.
We have time for one or two more questions.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. Thank you.